The sight of slimy orange innards from smashed jack-o'-lanterns is all too common in the days following Halloween. Next, Zach Ziegler tells us about pumpkin destruction that's not vandalism.
The young people of Tucson choose one weekend a year to wheel their torturous devices into place. They want everyone to see the efficiency with which their instruments hurl their victims.
3, 2, 1.
They count down the seconds until they heave their prey through the air and see who goes furthest. It's a pretty sick contest. Oh, the humanity! Wait, they're not tossing people, they're tossing pumpkins? Oh, the pumpkanity! In all reality, the Tucson Pumpkin Toss isn't a horrifying exhibition of cruelty. It's a display of amazing ingenuity by Tucson's bright young minds.
It's an opportunity for most children of all ages, including including grown-ups who have better things to do with their time, to exercise their ingenuity and see if they can create a catapult or some kind of device to throw a pumpkin.
That's Bruce Bailey, one of the organizers of the Pumpkin Toss. While the competition is open to all ages, it is comprised mostly of teenagers. Bailey says the project started as a way to get young people involved in what are commonly called STEM subjects: science, technology, engineering, and math.
I believe we've succeeded. We have huge numbers of youngsters who are involved in designing and building their own catapults.
That designing, building, testing, and tweaking takes some serious knowledge. Most of the designs are trebuchets. Think your typical conception of what would be used to knock down the wall of a medieval castle. And they can launch a pumpkin more than the length of a football field. They also take some serious dedication. Alex Utzinger and his teammates on Bitbuckets have spent more than a year on their trebuchet.
We've been working on this trebuchet for a long time. This is kind of our trebuchet also from last year, but we've changed many things about it, and we've done a lot more testing than we did last year.
This year's winner, built by students from Sahuarita High School's MESA program, stands 23 feet tall and tossed a pumpkin 120 meters. Team captain Damian Willer has learned a lot in building the machine he calls Der Kaiser.
Doing stuff like this, it just helps with getting a basic understanding of how these machines work and whatnot. And it's a lot of troubleshooting with these things. It took us a long time to get it firing.
And competitor Henry Norbrook has trouble describing the joy many take in a pumpkin toss.
This is amazingly fun. Seeing something go flying is something that's really, really hard to capture on a video. It just has none of the same impact as having to throw your hand in front of the sun because you're leaning back way too far to see that pumpkin go flying.
It's a lesson in physics and hard work hidden behind medieval siege weapons and a field of gooey, shattered pumpkins. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Zach Ziegler.